It's going again.
Now, like, what year was this?
When you first came.
Ken, I don't know what the year. Yeah, it would be in the 50s.
And you put the high school classes then?
No.
No, they were grade school children. Oh, okay.
They were grade school children, and there were three houses there, which is next to the old high school. They extended down through to what is...
Well, they're where the community building is now.
Yeah, but beyond that. And then there was the old building that was used for the city hall on the corner.
That was the city hall.
Oh, right. It was the Lapham House.
That's right, yeah. But we had three buildings there that we used for grade school. And also, and this will help with the date, we in those houses we had war worker training classes on mathematics. Then what was the other? Math, mechanical drawing. I can't think of what else, but there were three of those things. And Harry Smith, a former teacher, he was director of that for a while. Then I was made director of it. But that would be in 42, 43, because we were getting people prepared to go to work in the bomber plant over at Ypsilanti.
Yeah. Little Rum.
That's right. Because I, now that was one of the fortunate things that happened to me. I could get in and out of the bomber plant. I was over there and in and out and so forth, which a lot of people didn't do. Now, another thing that I don't think should be put on the tape necessarily, or taken off of it, but right or wrong, I was a very fortunate person. I never had served in the war. I was ready to go, and the board was ready to send me when school got out, and I don't remember what the year, probably 44. And when all came for me, the board said, let's try holiness fellow. So they made a request for deferment, and they deferred me because of my war worker training here in the classes and over at Willow Run. And so I didn't have to go to war, but we were very fortunate. I was on that and been able to hold out.
Well, if you were, no, I don't know what the age difference would be, but it seems to me that you might have been a little older than most of the guys that had been drafted at that time, too, weren't you?
Yes.
I mean, in other words, you'd be the high side of the draft age.
Let's see, you were, when Lynn was born, that's 1942, I was 27, and you were 29 or 30.
Yeah, because they were drafting 18 to 23.
Yeah, but he was 1A for a while.
I was also a little older as a teacher coming into the system, because I had got my training in 33, went to Detroit and worked for approximately 4 years, and then back to college. So when we came here, I was 24 or 5, something along that line, and rather than the 20 or 21 people are, we were a little bit older. I was a little bit older than that. What was the other thing we wanted to comment on?
What you want to ask is about?
Did we put on the...
Well, we're on track again. You want to give me a little background of your associations, the clubs, with the church, and with the various groups in town, people you've gotten to know and did know back in those days?
Well, I mentioned the name Dolphs. They lived down on East
Main Street.
They were a couple in the Methodist Church when we first came here. And the Stallers. Those are some that I can think about. The Stallers lived down Randolph. The Darling Red Brick House, I'm going to say that in there. We both were active in the church. I sang in the choir 15 years. You were lay leader. Ellery was lay leader. You taught Sunday school. You had Sunday school choir for years.
superintendent of the Sunday school also. Then.
Well, would you like to know about Mrs. Knapp? Thad Knapp was superintendent of schools before Mr. Amberman. He came from Highland Park. Mrs. Knapp lived next door at 548 and was a dear neighbor. She was elderly. She drove her own car. She was very hard of hearing. She had a Chevrolet 36-buzzard coupe, and she'd come to Woman's Club, and she wore a hearing aid, and when it was quiet, you could hear her trim in that hearing aid, and everybody knew it was Mrs. Knapp, but she was a well-educated woman, very knowledgeable, very intelligent. At one time, I think she was quite a gardener, younger person. And she was an antiquer. That's about all I think about Mrs. Knapp, but she was very kind to me. She kind of took me right under her wing and took me places.
And you were mentioning your other neighbors.
Across the street was the Methodist parsonage. Reverend Leslie Williams was the minister, and Andrea, his wife.
Well, for many years after you moved here, I'm sure there are a lot of buildings in town that no longer exist. For instance, next to the Methodist Church in the corner, there was an old building that was a restaurant the time we first moved here.
Oh, well, the old Methodist Church parsonage was on the corner where the parking lot is now. And it was right on the corner. And then when they sold that, it was Black's White House. And that's related to the Blacks that have the hardware here in town. And then eventually it was torn down. And then the parsonage was up here on the corner of Dunlap and Rogers across from us. And then it was down on the corner of Dunlap and Wayne.
I know, when I knew Cargo, that's where they lived then.
Yes.
Was the Opera House here?
Yes.
Well, we lived here during the war, that's another thing. That there wasn't. The building was there, but it wasn't the Opera House. There was a meat market in there in the corner. And I can remember, Lynn was just, that's our oldest daughter, about two or three, because she was born in 1942. I would save up my meat stamps, because, you know, during the war, and I would save them up and go down and stand in line in that meat market. Try to get,
we'll
see, a ham maybe for Christmas.
Like
that. What was the name of that
meat
market?
I can't tell you.
You?
No, that was on the lower floor. Yes. It really has the commercial. And the upper floor was a big, handsome auditorium.
Yeah, it was.
Did they actually conduct things in there at that time?
No.
Nothing
like that? There was nothing in there except this meat market. And was there another store in there? Did he get the whole?
I don't remember.
But I can remember taking Lynn and going and standing in line with my food stamp, meat stamp. And I can remember, and there wasn't a lot of it, you know.
Also, if you we get the, let's go to the corner of Main and Center, then start walking west. And just as you get beyond the travel barrel, was Hill's Meat Market. Remember that?
There's also a car agency there, too.
All right. Then next to it was the Rathburn Chevrolet Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And across the street was George Locke's Ford Agency.
John Mack took over later.
That's right. And Mack took over from that. Let's see who was.
The A&T store used to be on Main Street where the bank is.
The
DNC store, when we first came to Northville, was on the west side of Center Street,
Nider's Hardware. Nider's?
Yes.
That's not the right name. They were along in there somewhere
at one point. No, but that's not the right name.
Nyrider.
Beg your pardon.
Then the giant DNC store, and it was painted red, dark red, and it had a wooden floor. It was real old, and two or three steps up into it. That was the first DNC store. I remember that. And then.
What was beyond it?
Traders
were still.
But it was the post office was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when, after they, the DNC store moved on where it is, it moved over in where, it's on Main Street, in where Little People's Shop was in there, along in there. And that's where I worked for 20 cents an hour, afternoons, for S.E. Nyrider. And that Nyrider is still in right for the hard part. It was Hannaford.
Yeah, well, it was Bartholomew, and then Hannaford.
Yeah.
Neil Hannaford.
Then there was the Little People Shop down on one side, on this side of the theater, and there was a woman's dress shop on the other side of those two shops. And I, Ruth Brownsville, had the Little People Shop that was all children's clothes. And she came and got me for 25 cents an hour. So I moved down there and worked for Ruth, because we did afternoons a week, made 25 cents an hour.
Back to that hardware, there was a George Clark that had it, Neil Hannaford that had it, Bartholomew that had it, and the Hammer that had it.
Yeah,
all four of those people.
I guess. This is always still on the corner?
I know it was about one store north of the corner, as I remember it. It would either be where the, there used to be a beer garden next to the corner, and then it was next to that beer garden was where the hardware was.
But that was still right in there where that original time
store.
This hardware store is now, well, until recently, was that Green's
Pro Shop. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And between that and the corner was the Ruffalo Record.
Okay.
And between Ruffalo Record and,
well,
and hardware store was the beer garden.
Before the Northville Record was over there, it was on where the insurance company over there first. Yeah. That was when Baldwin had it.
Well, and then, what's his name that I worked for?
Yeah.
And then across near that insurance office was Lila's Floral. Billy Gardner got involved in and moved over on Main Street. But when it was up Northville Florist or something like that, it's called. I remember going in there to buy things. So it's interesting to follow the business changes also.
Well, Mike Gensel had the drugstore on the corner on the south corner.
Yeah. Wasn't there a bank on the corner of Center and Main Street?
I said first, bank.
I think there was a bank on that corner.
No, the bank was for the jewelry.
Yes, that's right.
The bank was for
that's what I mean.
Jewelry.
Both on the same side of the
street. Yeah. But I don't remember.
And across Main Street from Orange Jewelers, which is now Orange Jewelers, now Williamsburg Inspirations was Lorenz's drugstore.
Well, it was Gunsell's first.
That was his son-in-law.
It was Gunsell's first.
And just down the street were TV shop. Before that, it was a
Ellis TV.
Yeah,
yeah. And then there was E.M. Bogart grocery in there. Mm-hmm. By the way, did Mr. Amron give you the things that he had to do in his early days there with script for the teachers? Did he tell you about
that? He told us the story about script.
That
very fascinating.
That's right. Good.
But some of these personal associations, I think, are interesting too. The business is fine, but you sort of like get the personal sector to give you knew what you had something to do with. doctors, you know.
Yeah. All right. And when we first came to town, there was the two doctors, Carlin, and he had been in the First World War. And they had the house down, they lived in the house down where...
I don't remember.
Yeah, I do. Just a minute. McAllister's. That was their home.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Street there.
Yes. And the Mrs. Dr. Sparling was considered a very good woman's doctor. Everybody, she was... and their daughter, Marcia, is married to
Norm Fritt.
She is Mrs. Norm Fritt. If you know the Norm Fritt, you know the Fritt name?
I've seen the name.
Yes.
I don't know.
Sid Dicey died.
Yeah, well, Sid and Cy, brothers Fritt, owned the laundry on Center Street. And it was in...
approximately where the doctor's offices are. There, north to that next building. That was the Northville Laundry.
Yeah, and who's the two brothers that ran that?
Sid Fritt. And Cy Fritt.
No, not Fritt. Somebody else. One of them lived up
there. Oh, that was the Richmond, or whatever they... those, you know, you had...
You know what I mean?
That was after...
The one guy that still works as a...
Yeah, but they had it afterwards. Sid and Cy had it first.
Yeah, this was after, yeah.
But you had a...
It burned out.
Richards or what? Rich.
Richie. Right where the Friendly store.
Richie.
Because one of the brothers lived down the street. Lived down the street below us.
Yeah. And Louise Fritt is the widow of... both the widows are still alive. Dorothy and Louise.
Oh, there's Dr. Saliety.
Yeah. Then this house down here on the corner of Wayne and Dunlap on this side that they've just been renovating, they put a new church on it.
Northwest corner.
That was Dr. Saliety's home and office when we moved in here. That would be 40s.
Homestead's bill. With a C or an S?
No, S.
I didn't get it.
S-I-L-A-D-Y.
S-A-L-I-D-Y.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't spell it.
Then there was a Dr. Holcomb.
Yep.
And he was there.
South of, on Wing Street, between Main and Dunlap.
Yeah.
He and Dawn.
And then there was a Dr. Snow, and his daughter is married to Mike Allen. She's Mrs. Mike Allen. That's Betty Snow.
Yeah.
Then there was Dr. Atchison. He's been our doctor for 50 years. And he wasn't even buried when he moved to town. He and Bruce were buried after.
Do you have him down on your list for an interview?
Okay. Yes. A couple of weeks he's in Alaska, is that?
Yeah, he went to Alaska.
Yeah. Because he would be one that would be very good on giving the information.
I think it was in a couple of weeks. Call him as soon as he's back on the second day.
What other doctors were there?
I can't think of any. Well, there was Dennis...
Dr. Molesky.
Well, Molesky, yes. Dennis.
Where was he?
Well, where was he?
Well, he was in an office that is the parking lot of Arbor Drug next to... Alley or...
Oh, wait. He was in that house on Main Street where was torn down first. We used to go to Dr. Molesky there on Main Street between Hutton and on farther. Remember that great big house that
Griswold?
On the corner of Hutton and Main. No, it wasn't on the corner. Where they're building that new... Well, it was beyond there, about where the restaurant is.
The Dandy Dan place.
Yeah, there was this great big old house. And was there a doctor in there with me? But there was Dr. Molesky was in there first. Then he went over to this new
there was a dentist, I can't think of his name, who was involved with airplanes and so forth.
Oh, North? Was it North?
No, that isn't right. Well, I think it was Burden. That isn't right. In fact, he took me up.
Not Northrop. Not Northrop.
No, not Northrop. But he took me up one day, and I remember that. I have a very touchy stomach at that time. It made me sick. At that time, I couldn't even ride in a car without driving. Oh, God, what is that?
Well, there was a man who
was
building here, but Stinson.
That's before
Stinson, yeah.
Oh, I know something else. Down where there, all those foundries and things that are down in the curve, you know, on the end of Katy, there used to be a Bell factory and
furniture factory.
And a furniture, a church furniture. Uh-huh. And some way the Pilkins, I can't remember exactly, were connected. That's, you know, the name here. And when we were cleaning out the attic of the garage a while back, this is probably 10, 15 years ago, you found all those patterns, and you donated them to the Historical Society. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Pilkins were associated with the furniture. They made church furniture. Weren't the Pilkins?
Seems to me that they were.
Yeah.
Dolph runs in my mind as being more with the furniture, though.
Well, a man named Dubois, many years ago, had a factory, you know, because in Jack Hoffman's book, there's a photograph of this old building. It's down where the Ford plant now is.
Yeah. See, that's before our time, too. Way before. I'm just kind of going back to what I know.
Let's get the
Well,
in the book.
Start talking.
No, it's all right with that. Yeah, B. Carlson started the Beautification Commission, but I don't know the year.
It must be 20 years ago, at least.
In the
50s, and all the books that she has compiled are over at the City Hall. You're aware of that. She made
books.
Yeah, that's right.
Scrapbooks.
And we're now members ourselves. I've been on 5 years now. They added her here a couple years ago. But I got so interested in school that I didn't have much time for anybody else.
What else do we belong to? Well, we're active. You know, we're doing too much, but I called Joanne, I can't name her last name, and told her I would offer the house for the dinner.
For desserts. So I think we should become more active in the Historical Society. We haven't been. But, you know. We've been members for several years.
We've
never taken
active
interest.
Well, that's us. We've been a long time. I think probably charter members. But we can't do the renovating at the historical village, you know, or we can't do that sort of thing. I have thought about doses, but I'm not sure that I want to do that. But I did. I had the house once before and had the dinner, so I took the dessert. And I'll do it again. That's the same breakfast for me. But I'm
where?
Still active women's club. Still, I've gone back to the garden club. And I got the June Garden of the Year award. I was thrilled with that.
From the garden club, then?
No, the other garden club, the cookie book. They give up every month, they give up an award, the garden of the month. The garden of the month.
So you got it
for June, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled with that, because I take about 3 hours.
Must have interest in music. You have a piano.
Years ago.
I was wondering.
I don't play.
Coming to the band concert tonight. Every Friday night we have a band concert. Art Commission puts on.
Will you show. Promise air conditioned outside?
Turn it on, Will.
I think I've been turned zero.
Yeah, that's funny.